All right. Good morning, everybody, and happy Monday. Scott here with you in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is going to be brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. The Michigan Department of Transportation is spending about $875,000 to replace more than 2,000 signs on 94 miles of M81 and M138 in Tuscola County and M142 in Huron County. The project starts today and is expected to be completed by August 15th. While the work is being done, there will be shoulder closures in order to provide the safest work area possible for crews and motorists. Traffic will be maintained with shoulder closures, and two-way traffic will be maintained on all routes. The replaced signs will be easier for drivers to see, especially at night, increasing safety. The Peck Village Council announced on May 18th they will ask the state to send the rehabilitation funding for homes. The Michigan State Housing Development Authority, MSHDA, awarded the village $671,000 from the Community Development Block Grant. The money will be used for the Peck Homeowner Rehabilitation Program that will be used for preserving existing homes and improving living conditions for income-eligible residents and to do environmental impacts. The program is open to all single-family and owner-occupied homes in the community that need repairs and improvements. Information about the grant can be viewed at the Peck Village Hall at 30 East Lapeer Road in Peck. The way households' water usage is charged in Brown City is in the process of changing. The city will be installing water meters in homes to replace the old system that calculates water usage on the number of people at the residence. There were several inconsistencies using that method. Under the rate, households using less than the average number of gallons often paid more, while households that used more were undercharged. That method also relied on accurate reporting of the number of people in the household and did not take into consideration the summer months of lawn and garden watering. The meters that are being installed will accurately report the number of gallons used in each household using meter reading technology that will automatically send usage to the city. Although work started this month installing meters, it will take at least the rest of the year to complete the installation. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Nicole Miller, administrator at Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. Choosing care for a loved one is one of the most important decisions a family can make. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we take that responsibility seriously. We're more than a medical facility. We're a welcoming home where compassion, dignity, and quality care come first. We offer both short-term rehabilitation and long-term care, supported by an experienced medical team and enhanced by on-site physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy, all conveniently available under one roof. Our focus is simple, providing personalized care that supports comfort, recovery, and quality of life. We're here to nurture, here to care. Your health is our mission. To learn more, visit sanilacmedicalcare.com or call 810-648-3017. Sanilac Medical Care Facility, because your loved ones deserve the best.
William Channer, the man accused of shooting and killing 30-year-old Grand Blanc football coach Logan Welch, has been deemed incompetent to stand trial. Channer was found mentally competent in December by a district court judge, but another competency examination was ordered in circuit court. Judge Michael J. Nolan found Channer incompetent to stand trial in April. Channer will be referred back to the Center for Forensic Psychiatry for inpatient treatment in Saline. Competency issues are handled on a case-by-case basis, and it is not unusual for competency to change during the course of a single case, said Richard Schaff, who is representing Channer. Channer faces five charges in connection with the shooting at Trims Unlimited in Elmont in Lapeer County on November 5th of last year. He was charged with first-degree murder, felony firearm, carrying a concealed weapon, possession of a firearm by a prohibited person, and third-degree fleeing a police officer. And finally, you know that moment when someone drifts across the lane because they're busy texting, "on my way," or LOL? Yeah, Michigan State Police know it too. That's why Operation Ghost Rider exists. Operation Ghost Rider puts plainclothes officers in unmarked vehicles so they can spot drivers doing everything except driving. Think texting, scrolling, FaceTiming, adjusting your GPS, or attempting to keep that hamburger intact at speeds in excess of 70 miles an hour. Michigan's hands-free law makes it illegal to hold or use a phone while driving. Translation, if it's in your hand, it's probably going to cost you money. Distracted driving isn't just annoying, it's dangerous. According to Michigan traffic safety data, thousands of crashes every year involve distracted drivers. The state didn't roll out Ghost Rider because officers were bored. They did it because people keep treating Michigan state roads like they own them. Please put your phone down or get pulled over. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. And remember, you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.